Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good afternoon to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. And today we have back with us our favorite and very wonderful guest, Asperger's life and job coach, Lisa Latimer. And anyone who did have the opportunity to catch our previous segments know that she will speak on very important issues as far as helping people with autism or Asperger's really be successful in society. She is the founder of New Horizons Job Coaching. And again, I assure everyone in the audience, you will really love a lot of the points that she will hit on today. It is now Tuesday, the 18th of October, and to remind all of our guests, our interview today with Lisa will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media, or if you're part of the social media, please visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/ACC Global Media, or you can also go to Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And most importantly, you can also go to our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And you could really enjoy our interview with Lisa at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, Lisa Latimer, she really focuses her practice on helping people with Asperger's or other forms of autism really be successful in society. And for anyone dealing with any of these issues, any parents, they know it could become really quite costly getting help for either yourself or a child dealing with autism or Asperger's, which is specifically why Lisa created her practice, to really give people the outlet or the option to find help at an affordable rate. And Lisa herself has over 25 years of experience helping people in many different areas. So it's a big reason why we are always so honored to have her on our show and really give her the opportunity to share her practice with people around the world. So without further ado, I would like to present to our audience today Asperger's job and life coach, founder of New Horizons Job Coaching, Miss Lisa Latimer. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We are very happy to have you back on today speaking on a very important matter. So, Lisa, if you could share with our audience, anyone that did not get the opportunity to catch any one of your previous segments, who exactly is Lisa Latimer?
Well, as you mentioned, I've worked in the human services field for over 25 years, and I started off working with children and youth with autism and other multiple exceptionalities. including when I was still a student on student placement. Then I switched over to adults with acquired brain injuries and worked with them for a while. Actually, I did a 10-year stint in the acquired brain injury field. In 2009, I felt I really needed a change, and at this point, I decided there was this 4-day workshop on autism in the classroom. And on day 4, when they talked about Asperger's, or high-functioning autism, as they call it now, I felt that really resonated with me. I gained valuable insights into how Asperger's was similar to some of the classic features of autism, which I have experience working with, yet different. And I also saw myself as well. I gained work as an independent contractor and spent 3 years in the classroom working with teenagers who had multiple exceptionalities, including autism. And during the 2009 and 10 year, I was taking an online course to do with natural health so that I can have captivating content for my writing. During this time, I had rediscovered yoga. In 2010, I decided to enroll in the classical yoga program at George Brown College. It was a 200-hour training course that spread over 11 months. I was very proud of my achievement. I had actually done yoga myself in the earlier part of my adulthood, but this is the first time that I was actually teaching it. So I can improve my own health while also helping others at the same time. And I volunteered for a while and also attended a yoga conference at George Brown College in 2012. At that conference, I did yoga demos and role plays and also a speech. It was a terrific learning experience for me, and I really enjoyed it. We had gurus coming all the way from India, the Yoga Institute from Mumbai, to teach quite a bit of the philosophy that wasn't covered in the course. But we did not promote ourselves as yoga teachers. We were, you know, volunteers. So by the summer, I still didn't have paid clients to teach yoga. So I decided to do something different, not giving up on the whole idea of teaching yoga, but just adding to it. After reading online and talking to friends on Facebook, I decided to enroll in an online coaching cognition program and the School of Online Business. At the same time, someone in my family got diagnosed with Asperger's, and I started thinking that somehow I can coach people in my field of special needs. I didn't at this time yet have a plan, but my classmates were going to help me formulate one in the peer coaching formats that we had as part of the course.
Yes. And if you could quickly share with the audience, Lisa, maybe some of your background and certifications.
Certainly. So I have a diploma in child and youth work from George Brown College from a while back. I have my yoga, as mentioned, yoga certification through George Brown, which I obtained in 2011. I acquired my life coach training in essential skills through coaching cognition in 2014, and it is a self-paced program with online classes, training modules, and involves peer, intermediate, and supervised coaching sessions. Now, I want to emphasize that this is different from the life skills coaching, a certificate I acquired 18 years before this, also from George Brown. Life skills coaching focuses on groups only and has to be done in person, and this is because the group lessons have to be done face-to-face. There are a lot of tangible resources involved, and I had some volunteer experience doing life skills coaching with women at a community center here in Toronto. And one of the things I like about life coaching specifically is the ease of access to so many people around the world compared to the life skills coaching, where I was only able to do in person and lug around all these resources to run these groups.
And again, it's really wonderful that you've really dedicated your life to helping other people deal with Asperger's and autism to be successful in society. And many people, some people find it as a disorder. Other people really find it as a blessing. Many
mm-hmm.
people with Asperger's and autism are considered geniuses. So, again, it's mm-hmm. wonderful what you do in helping people with Asperger's and autism really be very successful in society today. Lisa, who or what exactly influenced your path to become a coach?
Well, more and more people around the world are utilizing the skills and expertise of a life coach in whatever form it takes. You hear of money coaches, business coaches, transitional coaches, as opposed to a psychologist or a therapist. Now, sometimes they're used in conjunction, like a psychologist could, or a therapist could also be a coach. And this is great as well. It's a great bonus. But if they are seeing a therapist, they could see a life coach at the same time, as a life coach focuses very much on goal setting and actions towards achieving these goals. A life coach will hold the client accountable as well. And depending on the client, this usually results in faster results for the client and major life changes in a more positive direction. A coach does not have the training to go deep into a person's past, and nor is that his or her role. That is what a therapist or counselor does, as mentioned, and a life coach is very present and future-focused. We work together as equal partners. What further motivated me to become a coach was my own personal battle with Asperger's. Now, I haven't been diagnosed. I might actually someday get diagnosed. But coaching has allowed me to invest in my own personal development and ongoing training so that I can help others. And as a student of coaching cognition, I have access to the training vault forever. There are also other self-development resources out there, like books, Thoughts or Things is one of my favorites. And having the clients to coach, of course, also helps me to grow as a person and a coach. Since I have Asperger's, communication has been a struggle for me, but it's not impossible.
So, Lisa, who exactly is your typical client base?
My client base primarily includes adults who have Asperger's and who also have the desire to really make positive changes in their lives through meaningful work and or other areas of their lives. They don't have to consult me for as a job coach. They could come to me for life coaching only or a combination of both. I will be able to do more with people who live in Toronto, where I reside. And I also want to extend my services to other adults with Asperger's in other parts of Ontario, Canada, the U.S., and other parts of the world, where possible, through Skype. Although my main clientele would be adults with Asperger's, I also work with parents and other caregivers, as well as teachers, bosses, or anyone else affected by adults with Asperger's. Since I am a life coach, I have some background to be able to work with the general population as well for very reasonable fees. In fact, everything is for very reasonable fees.
And again, I really need to stress to the audience, I know many people that are dealing with this that has, you know, sought help from different people know how very costly this could be, which many people haven't been able to get help because of these reasons. Lisa has created her practice to really provide many people that usually can't afford help to be able to now get help from someone such as Lisa, which is very, very qualified. I do have to stress to our audience, every guest that comes onto our show is carefully vetted. And this is to ensure that every guest that we bring onto our show is one of the most qualified people in the world to help anyone in our audience with whatever services that they do provide. So, again, if you are fortunate enough to tune into one of these shows and to actually listen to one of our guests. I have to stress this again. Please be aware that these are one of the most qualified people in the world to help you achieve success. And really, now mentioning services, Lisa, if you could very quickly explain to the audience, what are the services that you provide?
I just wanted to touch on the previous question that you had a little bit first, that I recognize myself as a part of a team of other professions. I recognize that when a client comes to seek my help, that there's going to be other people in that same client's life, like a behavioral therapist, a psychologist, a social worker, and it could be like, you know, they could even be part of a support group. So I'm a life coach and a job coach. So my services are not going to duplicate what they have to offer, but it's going to complement what they have to offer, because what I'm going to be very clear with the client is what they're already getting treatment for, and I'm not here to treat anybody, by the way, but what they're already getting help for and what I can be of help to them for, and being very realistic and very upfront about it, so that they can get the most out of my services. So in terms of the services that I do provide, the two main services are life and job coaching. With the job coaching can include interests and strengths assessments, job searching, role playing, administrative tasks like resumes and covering letters, social stories, putting together an orientation binder, which includes graphic organizers, one-to-one social skills sessions, job shadowing and mentoring, ongoing feedback, indirect support through check-ins. And while receiving my services as a job coach, someone could also discover that they need to go back to school. In this case, I can provide tutoring in basic math literacy courses as well as life skills types of courses at the high school and college levels. Now, the tutoring aspect, it's not really a main part of my service, but I do offer it as one of my services if they need to. Tutoring has to be done in person, of course. Any or all of these services will be spelled out in a service agreement before we even begin the services. And a person has the choice of how much involvement they want to have with me as their life or job coach. This is why I have different services listed in my store on my website. I encourage clients to work with me long-term, but there are occasions where they only want a few of my services, and this is totally okay. So with life coaching, however, it's more informal. Although there is a structure involved, it includes any topic an individual wants to bring up, a very specific topic which they need help with and for which they can build goals around. Since I'm not a therapist or counselor, it's more like things to do with things in their present and the future. If they want counseling, I will tell them to go seek out a therapist or professional counselor for their issue. Or if I can, I'll provide a referral for them. I am a guide who helps with goal setting. I help them to design their own goals according to their own values, action steps to take in achieving them at their own pace, and follow up. So I act as both a guide and a cheerleader. And for individuals with Asperger's, they often have coping challenges. They may need help with managing their anger, anxiety, or sensory integration issues. But here I would get very specific on their situation through who, what, where, when, and how questions. It's important that they stay focused. They can ask me questions like, for example, how do I deal with my sister who keeps getting offended every time I bring up a certain topic? Or what do I do when I see someone doing something unsafe and I tell them so, but they continue to do it? This is usually the case at work or somewhere like that. How do I tell my brother to stop moving my things? very big thing. They don't like other people touching their stuff, but it actually causes a lot of anxiety in people with Asperger's because the organization is usually like one of their key challenges. So how do I tell my How do I tell my classmate that her perfume smells bad? And again, this is like a sensory thing. Smells are very strong too. Like they can be very turned off by specific kinds of smells. And then and here's a big one. How do I ask for help? A lot of the times they don't know how to ask for help or what questions to ask in order to get the help. And this one is huge because many people with Asperger's don't want to be recognized as someone needing help as they fear they may be seen as being incompetent.
Yes, and that's definitely understandable. Well, Lisa, if you could share with the audience, like, what are the ways you maintain a safe environment for your clients?
There are a lot of ways, but I'll just go in. I'll touch on, you know, several. So the first one is recognizing that as a coach, I don't just represent myself, but the entire coaching profession. By following the code of ethics, especially in terms of confidentiality, and having the code of ethics on hand for the client to go through, as a coach, I will go through it with them. And by acknowledging that the client is the number one focus, the client is expected, they don't have to, but they're expected to do 90% of the talking. As a coach, I engage in attentive listening. So I'm not going to tell stories. Like, even if it seems similar to what they're going through, it actually is very distracting and can be very frustrating for the client.
Really?
Yeah, it's using up, it wastes their time. It's actually a big time waster, and it doesn't really help them because everybody brings their own unique experiences, challenges, and perspective on things. And even if you share something very similar, it's still not their life. So it just ends up being just a complete waste of time. By acknowledging the client's experiences and also by encouraging them, which is very big, is another way to maintain a safe environment. By matching their pace and energy is another way. And also recognizing that trust and confidence in me has to be high in order for the client to take more risks. I also have to respect their desire to talk or not talk about certain issues. And when there is a sensitive new area as a coach, I need to ask the client permission before coaching them on it. Their desire to talk about it does not necessarily mean they want coaching on it. Recognizing that there will be shifts in energy, sometimes strong emotions will be displayed. I have to know when it's necessary to change my approach. I also have to have ways not to be overpowered or enmeshed in the client's emotions. I need to be comfortable with the unknown, and I will not always know ahead of time what the client wants to bring up. We have a structure to work within, but sometimes the client will have new discoveries, and so I will not always know ahead of time what the client wants to talk about. So, and also to recognize that my coaching will have an impact not only on the client, but other people in his or her life. And what the client learned in my coaching sessions will extend over months and years after the coaching relationship has ended.
Yes. And I see with all of the information that you provided, it's really very important that people do seek the right professional help with someone such as Lisa, because there are certain things where certain people feel like would be helpful that really probably aren't helpful at certain times. So I'm happy that you did just touch on those topics over there with that question. Lisa, how are the ways you actually set boundaries for the clients that you work with? It seems like there are many boundaries.
This is very important. And you're looking at people with Asperger's. So if you don't set boundaries with them, and then you present them with something that a coach is not allowed or it's not part of their role to do, they could get really offended and hurt and all that. Like, there could be all very unpleasant emotions, and then you could lose their trust, as mentioned in the last question. So I established that it is a coaching relationship. I am their lighthouse beacon. Although personal issues will be discussed, it's not the same as a friendship. It is very important to draw this line, as people with Asperger's can find this confusing. I respect their confidentiality. Things related to coaching will be discussed in the coaching sessions only. I'm not available 24/7, although in some instances I will respond to questions that they may have in an email. This would be laid out in the service agreement. The coaching hour itself must end on time. I will alert them 10 minutes before the hour that there's only 10 minutes remaining. Whatever is left to discuss will be carried over to the next meeting. In terms of places where the meetings will take place, it will always be in an environment where confidentiality can be maintained. A coffee shop would not be an ideal place to run the coaching sessions, but meeting for the first time to fill out paperwork would probably be okay. As a coach, I will aim to have the paperwork filled out online, but sometimes some clients may not be ideal for them. Some clients may also be uncomfortable meeting with clients in their homes for the first time. They may want to see if it will be a good fit. There's another issue too, important personal contact. Like with the general population, personal contact in terms of greetings is generally accepted with a lot of people involved in a coaching relationship. But with individuals who have autism, they may have issues with touch, for example. As your coach, I have to respect that. For example, I can do fist bumps and handshakes. That's okay in certain situations with their permission, of course. In terms of the actual content, the sessions are present and future focused. This doesn't mean that the client can't talk about anything from his or her past. As a coach, though, I may not comment on some of the things the client says. I cannot provide treatment for the client's issues. Sometimes talking about the past, though, provides some background information related to the client's goals, and that's where it's relevant. There will be times where, as a coach, I may have to redirect the client, as information may be far too personal to share with me as a coach. And not only that, the client can remain stuck there. And then last point, there may also be times or situations where the client may need to be referred to another support service or a different coach. I will use my intuition to guide me in these types of situations.
Okay, and Lisa, we do have a little under 2 minutes left. If you could very quickly share with the audience, what exactly is your company message that you would like to get out?
Sure. The company message that I have is that we empower adults with autism to change their personal narratives through life and job coaching. Everyone is capable of positive change, and people with autism can overcome their obstacles by either passing over them or moving through them with, of course, my support. It may take a while, but even if he or she becomes the tortoise as opposed to the hare, he or she will eventually get there. I encourage my clients to dream big. Even people with autism can dream outside of their comfort zones. Who am I to run roughshod on someone else's dreams? There's a difference between perceived obstacles and actual obstacles. My clients can always adjust the steps they take towards realizing their goals. And a goal is really just a dream with a deadline.
That's interesting. I love the way that was worded. Lisa, we have about 30 seconds left. If you could please share with the audience, where can they go to sign up for your program or get more information about you?
Sure. So you can go to my website. It's new-horizons-job-coaching.com.
And again, to everyone out there, we're just about out of time. Please take that first step and seek out Lisa for help if you are dealing with Asperger's or any form of autism. Again, it's a very affordable rate. And I have to repeat again, she has been carefully and thoroughly vetted by our research team. So we do know she is definitely one of the most qualified people out there when it comes to helping people deal with these issues. So we are just about out of time today. To our audience, please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates. We hopefully can have Lisa back on with us again in the near future. And Lisa, it was an absolute honor having you on with us today.
Thank you.
And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day. And to you as well, Lisa, you have a wonderful day. And thank you again for coming on to our show.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day yourself.
You as well. Bye.
Okay.